Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, also known as COPO, Alyssa from Greece writes in, "Am I alone? There should be limits to how much you can order in the drive-thru. The person in front of me this morning ordered 5 dozen donuts, 4 jugs of coffee, and 5 other drink orders. This is an inside order. Let me order my quick iced coffee in the drive-thru and be on my way." Court of Public Opinion, you shouldn't be able to order anything in the drive-thru, right?
I think this is sort of an etiquette thing. Mm-hmm. This should be like a common sense thing. Like, if you're going to hold up the entire line because you're ordering half the store, you should go in.
Well, I mean, either way, the store's filling your order.
Yes.
For me, I'm just thinking, like, I was picturing all these boxes of donuts. Then you got all these boxes of coffee. What, are you supposed to juggle them and carry them out? What's the difference?
If they can help you carry it to your car.
Yeah, right. If they're going to help me carry it to my car, like they've got the staff for that, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I've never seen outside of like a curbside order anyone bring it to you.
No.
How are you going to juggle all these in your car? Are you going to put them all in your front seat?
Yeah.
5 dozen donuts? That's at least 5 boxes.
Put them on the seat.
Coffee things. That's not all going to fit on your seat.
What does it matter if it hangs?
It's going to stack up. Then you put your seatbelt around it.
Plus, you don't know if that was pre-ordered and they were just picking it up. You know what I mean?
Hope, like, you know what she is?
What?
She's the one who'll see the 15 items or less and try and sneak 20 through. That's who you are.
It's like, nobody's going to count the extra 5.
They're not. As long as I move fast, that's all that matters.
Right. It's the moving fast part.
It is. I can get in and out of there.
You are inconveniencing everybody behind you.
I am not holding up any line. I'm just, and then I'll be on my way.
Hold on. I'm like, I got to put these in the back seat. Hold on, sweetheart.
I'm like the wind.
Hold on. Can you hand me that one?
No.
Okay, one more. Hold on. I got to switch sides now.
No, you're in totally the driver's up the line. Seat. They hand you the boxes. Boom. Thank you. They hand you box by box. Thank you. And then you're done.
Okay. Court of Public Opinion, 585-252-WBEE, 585-252-9233. Should there be a limit to how much you can order in the drive-thru lane?
Yes. The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, also known as COPO, Alyssa from Greece writes in, "Am I alone? There should be limits to how much you can order in the drive-thru. The person in front of me this morning ordered 5 dozen donuts, 4 jugs of coffee, and 5 other drink orders. This is an inside order. Let me order my quick iced coffee in the drive-thru and be on my way." Court of Public Opinion, you shouldn't be able to order anything in the drive-thru, right?
I think this is sort of an etiquette thing. Mm-hmm. This should be like a common sense thing. Like, if you're going to hold up the entire line because you're ordering half the store, you should go in.
Well, I mean, either way, the store's filling your order.
Yes.
For me, I'm just thinking, like, I was picturing all these boxes of donuts. Then you got all these boxes of coffee. What, are you supposed to juggle them and carry them out? What's the difference?
They can help you carry it to your car.
Yeah, right. If they're going to help me carry it to my car, like, they've got the staff for that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I've never seen outside of like a curbside order anyone bring it to you.
No.
How are you going to juggle all these in your car? Are you going to put them all in your front seat?
Yeah.
5 dozen donuts? That's at least 5 boxes.
Put them on the floor. Those on the seat.
Coffee things. That's coffee not all going to fit on your seat.
What does it matter if it hangs?
It's going to stack up. Then you put your seatbelt around it.
Plus, you don't know if that was pre-ordered and they were just picking it up. You know what I mean?
Hope, like, you know what she is?
What?
She's the one who'll see the 15 items or less and try and sneak 20 through. That's who you are.
It's like, nobody's going to count the extra 5.
They're not. As long as I move fast, that's all that matters.
Right. It's the moving fast part.
It is. I can get in and out of there.
You are inconveniencing everybody behind you.
I am not holding up any line. I'm just, and then I'll be on my way.
Hold on. I got to put these in the back seat. Hold on, sweetheart.
I'm like the wind.
Hold on. Can you hand me that one?
No, no.
Okay, one more. Hold on. I got to switch sides now.
No, you're in totally the driver's up the line. Seat. They hand you the boxes. Boom. Thank you. They hand you box by box. Thank you. And then you're done.
Okay. Court of Public Opinion, 585-252-WBEE, 585-252-9233. Should there be a limit to how much you can order in the drive?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's true,
Liz. Yes, that's their
show. Board of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, also known as COPO, Alyssa from Greece writes in, should there be a limit to how much you can order in the drive-thru? The person in front of me this morning ordered 5 dozen donuts, 4 jugs of coffee, and 5 other drink orders. This is an inside order. Let me order my quick iced coffee in the drive-thru and be on my way. You shouldn't be able to order anything in the drive-thru, right?
Not that big. My goodness. All right. What do you guys think? 252-9233. We are headed to the phones.
Court of Public Opinion in session. What can we do for you?
I worked at McDonald's for about 20 years.
Okay.
And when I was there, there was an etiquette. You did, if you placed your order ahead of time and we were ready for you, that was one thing.
Right.
But if you're going to sit at the speaker and order 5 dozen donuts and 25 jugs of coffee, you probably should go inside.
Right.
That's just common courtesy, in my opinion.
So what did you do when you got those big orders? Did you ask them to pull ahead, or did you just hand them their stuff through the window?
Always pull ahead. But they don't do it that way anymore. So the goal was to get somebody through from speaker to window in, like, it was a minute and a half was the goal.
Oh, my God.
Wow. No pressure.
Yikes.
But that was back in the day when we had enough staff, and we could actually, most of the time, make that work.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna make a big order like that, you really should call ahead.
All right. So in your 20 years at McDonald's, what was the biggest order you remember filling?
Was it 40 double cheeseburgers and 25 large fries. That was
wow.
I think that was about it.
All right.
Oh, man.
Well, 252-9233, the text line is open as well. And it's blowing up on the text line. They should have a drive through with 5 items or less.
Oh, please.
Another person says, I agree. Unless the lobby is not open at the time. For instance, Tim Hortons lobby isn't open till 5.
Mm-hmm.
Drive-through should be quick. Call in big orders ahead.
Which we don't know that this order wasn't called in ahead. I will pick the one that agrees with me. I agree with TJ. It is easier to have all that sent through the window rather than carry it all out.
And by one, you are correct. There is one There's that agrees one. With you.
Thank you, one.
This texter, no. That's why they call it a drive-through. It is annoying to have other people, absolutely. But if you want to do it, it's your right.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of one of those unwritten rules. Like, I don't know. It's not posted anywhere.
It's
10 items or less, five
it's
items or less.
Inconsiderate. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think the long and the short of it is. If there's a way I can have five boxes of donuts and five boxes of coffee ready, and it doesn't do anything to you, I just go through the drive-thru and go, I'm here to pick up my order. Okay, come around. And they hand that to me through the window. What's that done to you?
Do people ever use the spots? And I'm calling McDonald's out specifically. They have spots for like pickup. If you do the app,
yeah,
like you could just roll in and you're in spot number two and you let them know you're there and they bring the stuff out to you, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you could potentially do that.
Do a little curbside pickup order.
But that's not everywhere. That's not everywhere. I'm sure this court will judge in favor of the defendant. But
who's the lady who wrote in?
Alyssa from Greece.
Alyssa in Greece.
So Alyssa from Greece, it's being judged in your favor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.